This is Geek and Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead the show are: the Broadcom deal has been blocked by the president. We're going to talk about Facebook and your data storage. TSA doing domestic laptop searches. And we're going to talk about the FCC heading to court, plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1265 of the Geek and Central podcast for Monday, March 12th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Become an insider, or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Got a great show lined up today. Lots of stuff to talk about. But if you're an existing longtime listener and part of the Ohana here, thanks for being part of the family, and we appreciate your ongoing support of the show. And thanks for continuing to tune in. But anyone that's new, your first stop is really to go over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, all you got to do is get on the right-hand column of the website and subscribe to the show via Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn. Lots of options there for you to subscribe to the show. So definitely click that, check that out. If you don't know how to subscribe to podcasts, click on the more subscribe options, and that's going to help you get set up so that you'll know how to get connected to the show here on a long-term basis. Of course, we want you to read the content on the website. Lots of great content being put together by my team. And of course, we have a newsletter as well on the website. The newsletter contains everything that I'm going to talk about during the show. The newsletter is sent one way. It's not a discussion newsletter. And it comes out immediately following the show with all the links of everything that I talk about. It's an exact copy of the blog post that you'll find at geeknewscentral.com. Got to reach back here. I got to turn a volume level down. And tweak it just a little bit. What happened was tonight, when I got ready to do the show, one channel was out on the mixer. One IP wasn't being seen on the TriCaster, and I was just generally late. So my frustration was the point where I had problems with this mixer. There's a connection back there somewhere that needs to be scrubbed. So all I had to do was just bang the mixer one time, and it fixed the audio. So that fixed that, and then a reboot of the system. So just too many moving parts sometimes here at the studio. But anyway, we want you to visit live.geeknewscentral.com if you're watching live. And if you have comments on today's show, it's real simple to stay connected. It's real important you do so. You can send a comment via Twitter at Geek News, or really the more important way is to send it via geeknews@gmail.com. And that's really the best way to get through to the show and provide feedback. You can join our Slack channel if you want to be part of our Slack Ohana, where we're chatting about stuff and sharing things. Definitely send me an email on that. I'll get you added to the Slack channel. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Just search for my name, Todd Cochran. Of course, you can watch this show on a Roku via the Tech Podcast channel over there, or on Apple TV by just loading Geek News Central. You can listen on your Amazon Echo device, or on a Google Home, or even on the Microsoft Cortana device. The command is really pretty simple. You just tell those devices to play the podcast, Geek News Central. And that works almost across the board. Little variations here and there, but you get the hint. Go ahead and give it a try. Play around with it. Lots of podcasts on there to listen to, but what you want you to listen here if you have one of those smart home devices. Of course, you can listen on Stitcher, watch on blueberry.com as well. And of course, partner shows here at Geek News Central include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site, being written by my GNC team, The Podcast Legend Show, and of course, the new media show hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenley, which was a fantastic episode, if I must say so myself, this past Saturday. But most importantly, this show is supported and sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to man in the universe, and that is GoDaddy.com. So you get over to geeknessessential.com/GoDaddy, and you are going to find the deals that you need to save money on all those online products and services that you need, including domain names, hosting accounts. I was actually playing around in the auction site today at GoDaddy looking for a specific domain. One had become available in the .com round, and I wanted to see if the rest of the variants were for sale or available. They were not, but I got the .com. That was most important. And of course, hosting accounts as well. And you can save all kinds of money, whether it be 30% off new product purchases when you buy one of those major products like a server or a VPN, or you get some cloud products, or get a .com for 99 cents. That's a one-time coupon code. Or you can get a $1 a month economy hosting for the first year, or a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting. Again, for the free first year, each of those offers comes with a free domain. This is the best deal in the universe. It's $8.49 is what a domain name costs. All right. So if I'm doing my math here, for $3.51 more cents, you get a hosting account. You can have your own WordPress site up and running very, very quickly. Their instructions, their tutorials, anyone can do it. It's just a breeze, absolute breeze to get set up with GoDaddy. Now, if you're a business, you may want to go one level higher. You may want to try that 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Thousands of templates to pick from. Your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. It ties to all kinds of different services at GoDaddy. You can rebuild or build your business site right there. And it you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this. You just need to know how to put your titles in, a little text here and there, pick some colors, pick a design, get some images up. It's easy, easy, easy. And again, all these deals, all these promo codes can be found at geeknesscenter.com/GoDaddy. Click on the code or use the code at checkout. Doesn't matter to me. I do prefer when you click on the code. That helps me out here a great deal more. So definitely do that when you get over to GoDaddy and check those products and services out. Making sure everything got posted here. Yes, that did. We're up online. Those of you on YouTube, don't forget we're at live.geeknewscentral.com. Okay, so lots to go over tonight. Let me look at my stack here of notes. Not that much. So we're going to get into the content pretty quickly this evening. And so, like I said, Saturday we had Dave Van Dyke from Bridge Ratings was a guest on the New Media Show, and we did a full 90 minutes with him talking about podcast listeners. Then I spent some time doing something I absolutely abhor, and that's yard duty. I know some of you fellas and ladies out there, you like to do yard duty. This is in between yard duty and hammers. Those are probably the two things, and that doesn't go well with home ownership. and at this point, every person that I've talked to potentially be a yard guy wants my second born, my right arm and left leg in order to do my yard once a month. And really, I need them in here every 2 weeks. But we have gotten to the point now, when we moved in here, my wife didn't like on the back side of the property, we could pretty much see the neighbors and they could see us. Curtains, of course, were, you know, effective, but, you know, I can basically just toss a stone to my property line. And then from there, it's just another toss to my neighbor's house, and their house is a little bit lower. So second floor is almost level with my first floor. And so she planted an incredible amount of palm trees and a whole bunch of different stuff on the backside. And then it continued around, and she's quite the green thumb as compared to me. And over the years, it's just continued to, and ladies and fellas, do some of you have science projects with plants? You know, you cut something, you say, oh, I'll use that one for a starter. And the next thing you know, you've got, you know, 10 of those things. Well, here in Hawaii, stuff will grow if you just lay it on the ground. You don't have to put it in dirt. I mean, it's almost that incredible. And we have a heart, and I have two of those here in Hawaii. They have green bins. And for those of you new to this tech show, this is what we do in the beginning. So we'll get into the content in a few minutes. But I catch everyone up here. This is about being part of the Ohana, being part of the family. But the these green bins, I fill two of them every 2 weeks. I could probably fill one every week. But we are making progress. My son and I have, we have a plan. If it looks half dead, it goes. If it's a science project, it goes. She basically said, carte blanche, you know, I'm not doing the yard anymore. And I'm like, oh, really? No complaints about what I do. Okay. Ground rules, right? So I'm starting to get a collection of pots, pans, stuff that, you know, is being used for different purposes. And we're going to make progress over the next couple of months. And it's all about minimizing and make it easier. And again, as part of my aberration of doing the yard and just trying to make things simpler. Caught a movie, watched the Winston Churchill movie. It was pretty good. Of course, NAB planning continues. I wrote an extensive radio piece for podcasting that we're going to publish this Friday over at Blueberry. It's basically we're working on the getting the press and a variety of different folks interested in coming and see us and get some buzz going. So I'm working on that over the next each have a piece every week up until NAB. So other than that, things are calmed down a little bit. Corporate taxes are in the mailbox and personal taxes are with the CPA. So in maybe another week, I'll be done with all the taxes. And yeah, Uncle Sugar is going to get his piece, I am sure. I'm waiting for the verdict on personal taxes. But it is what it is, right? The only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the content. I got a good stack of stuff for you today, as usual. And if you're joining us on... Hi, Rita, on Facebook. Hello. If you're joining us on Facebook, say hello. And if you're on YouTube, we want you to come over to live.geeknewscentral.com. I'm monitoring the chat room over there. If you say hello, and I'll try to keep an eye on Facebook. And of course, for all of you listening later, hey, we again thank you so much for being here. All right, I want to start right off. Big news broke this afternoon. Matter of fact, Kirk had already done show prep, and this was not even in the stack because it came out so late in the afternoon. But it goes to something I've been talking about a little bit on the show for a while. The president today blocked the Broadcom-Qualcomm deal, citing national security concerns. Both companies were ordered to immediately abandon the proposed deal. The order prohibits Broadcom's proposed candidates, their 15 board members for Qualcomm's election that was supposed to happen. In a statement, Broadcom said it was reviewing the order but strongly disagrees that its proposed acquisition raises any national security concerns. The U.S. Treasury's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States had already expressed concerns about the transactions in a March 5th letter to Broadcom and Qualcomm lawyers, CFIUS, which is an organization many of you probably have only learned about today or on the show you're going to learn about. Again, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States listed several reasons, including Broadcom's reputation for cutting research and development, research spending and many potential security risks, which have not necessarily been outlined. But let me break it down for you. Chip production in the United States is largely gone. If you think about everything that we do in this country, there's a chip in it today. There's a chip in our mobile phones. There's a chip or two or three or 10 in our computers. There's a chip in your security cameras. There's a chip in your security systems. There's multiple chips in your car, and it just goes, you know, here we go. Chips, chips, chips. And most of those chips come out of China. Now, Broadcom was a Singapore-based limited corporation, and they had said, oh, we'll move to the United States to get this deal done. But what we have going on in this country, and it's happened with so many companies that have left the United States, they have moved offshore and or been acquired by foreign subsidiaries. So imagine that you are in the Department of Defense and you need a chip for, let's just use a generic term, a missile. Okay, let's say you need a chip for that missile, and the only place that chip is made is in China. So do you think the United States is going to go order a chip it needs for a missile from China? There's no way that is happening ever, ever, ever. But we're in trouble here in the United States because chip manufacturing has largely moved outside of the United States. And if you have Qualcomm being acquired by Broadcom, which now makes that could technically be a foreign company, one more bites the dust. And technology that is need to protect the nation, and you could even say mobile systems, mobile phones, mobile communications in the United States is one of those very serious items that you need. But as soon as this stuff goes offshore, then it's a big problem. It's a big, big, big problem. For regular business, probably doesn't matter. You know, if you're Joe Schmo and you're making you need some chips from a cell phone company, it probably don't matter who you order them from. But if your chips are coming out of companies that are offshore, there's concern on the security of those chips. So I agree with what the president did today in this particular, and I, to be honest with you, prior to this, I hadn't even made the connection about Broadcom being offshore. And we talked about it. We several times on the show, we've said that this is a deal. It's, you know, there's a lot of pressure. There's a hostile takeover. And we've talked about it on this podcast, but I really didn't think about the implications. Now, what's kind of even more crazy about this is November, Broadcom CEO Hock Tan announced the repatriation of his company's headquarters to the United States from Singapore. And Broadcom had said, we're going to move to the United States by and relocate our business by April 2nd. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. If they had moved, they couldn't have utilized this order. This Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States could not have issued this recommendation, because technically the company would then be American based. So if you look in the gray or in the fog of this, there's something else that we will probably never know, that someone had some serious concerns about. This clause has only been invoked 4 or 5 times since like the 1950s. So this is not something is done lightly. Now, there was another company that was another chip company that had this same type of order put forth by the White House here recently as well. But notice again, another chip company. So I think as we watch, as time goes on here, there probably will be some speculation on what those security, national security risk and concerns are. We're never going to know that. That's going to be held close to the vest. That's probably going to be, you know, upper top people that will only be able to, you know, read the intelligence summary on why this is not going to be allowed to happen. But there's something that someone knew that caused the administration to react like this. So this committee normally operates pretty much in the black. You know, again, it's not a committee that reacts very often. But this order is immediate and way effective. And the way it's worded is such that I don't think, even if Broadcom relocates to the United States, if this deal can be reconstituted. Time will tell, and I'm sure the lawyers are going to get involved here. But the hammer came down hard. And considering that the president had been hugging the CEO of Broadcom back in November, something percolated to the surface that was a big deal. I can only speculate, but Qualcomm makes communication chips. And you go, you think about communications and governmental operations. Well, it's pretty important. And if you're requiring on chips from a foreign corporation to make sure that they can't be intercepted, they can't be hacked, they can't call home to mama, you know, that's pretty significant. I, you know, just speculation on my part here. So it makes you go, just a little bit. So we will see. We'll see what happens with this. It's a very, for me, it was like a whoa moment when I saw this news break this afternoon. So what do you guys think? Geeknews@gmail.com. Do you get it? Do you understand from what I'm describing to you? What is obviously we have to, you know, for those of you that live outside the United States, you're probably like rolling your eyeballs. But if you think about it, we have a lot of people that listen to the show from Canada. And I'm sure Canada sources a lot of stuff from the United States. But I bet you Canada has some rules on stuff and where they can source from, too. They probably can't buy from some sources due to security concerns. Same with the UK. Can you imagine Russia buying chips from the United States? Never. You know, they're not going to do that. You know? Let's use a reality check here. So time will tell on this, but very, very interesting from a tech news, geopolitical type of maneuvering that's going on that is exciting to watch. Break the popcorn out. All right. Some study, the Infinite Dial study came out, and for the first time, one of their key points about Facebook utilization went down like 12 or 13%. People are abandoning Facebook, and you'd see that type of a drop ever is huge. And I think a lot of it's because of the nastiness that goes on in Facebook now on political commentary. But if you want to opt out of Facebook data sharing, there's a way to keep your data set from being brokered and sold. And I have a good article on this. And it tells you who has your data and how to remove your data and how to stop tracking. And this is not for the weak at heart. You have to opt out from the companies that are actually tracking you, not largely from Facebook. You have to get out of Epsilon, Experian, Quantium, KBM Group, CC Martin, and each of those has their own process to opt out of them collecting data against you. And matter of fact, the Axion, A-C-X-I-O-M, I guess that's how you pronounce that, it's a 24 steps to get your name, address, phone number, IP data, all that stuff to be removed from their system. And so it's not simple. But anyway, link it up in the show notes. This is a good one. I'm serious. So how to opt out of data sharing at Facebook, and a bunch of recommendations here. So link will be up in the show notes. The Guardian has got a piece that makes me go, Now, you remember that for those of you that listen to the show that live here in the United States, when someone asks you, can I inspect your phone or your computer? You have the right to say no. And if they are of a law enforcement, they can detain you and your gear or your gear and wait until they get a search warrant to get access to your information or get access to your devices. But there's a growing, according to theguardian.com, they say there's a growing number of reports that the Transportation Security Administration is searching the electronic devices of passengers on domestic flights in the United States, according to the ACLU, which has sued the federal agency for records. The ACLU says, we've received reports of passengers on purely domestic flights having their phones and laptop searched, and the takeaway is that the TSA has been taking these items from people without providing any reason why. The staff attorney, Vishuddha Talat, told The Guardian, the search of an electronic device has the potential to be highly invasive. A TSA spokesman said, TSA does not search the contents of electronic devices. One woman who shared her story told The Guardian that in the last year, she had twice had her electronic search while flying within California. The 64-year-old who works for a not-for-profit sector and requested anonymity for fear that she could face further scrutiny from TSA said that on one occasion last year, TSA agents pulled her aside to pat her down multiple times and eventually asked to see both her iPhones. The agents did not ask to unlock the phones, but took them for at least 10 minutes out of her view. Now, I've had my laptop searched, but not searched. I've had come through X-ray, my bag rolls out, say, sir, you've been selected for secondary screening. Is this your bag? Yes, it is. They pick up my bag. They walk with you to a machine. And then they tell you, please stand here and observe. I'm going to open your bag. I'm going to search your bag. They do. They pull, often will pull the laptop or the tablet out. And sometimes they've had to rerun the X-ray with them out because I have, I'm usually TSA pre. And then they'll wipe down the laptop with one of those swabs and they'll stick it in the machine to make sure there's no gun residue on it. But that's while you're standing there in visual sight of what they're doing. I've never had a TSA agent take my device out of my sight. Now, I've had them say, I'm going to take it to put, they put it in a bin and they say, I'm going to take it to X-ray and I'll stand there and watch them and they'll go put it in the front of the X-ray machine and it'll come out and they grab it and we go to the gunpowder or the explosive area where they check to make sure that there's no explosives. I've never seen a TSA agent take a device and walk off out of sight with it. So this makes me go, a little bit skeptical on this story. Have any of you ever had a device taken away from you out of your sight by a TSA agent? We got a pretty big audience here. If someone has, someone's going to know. We know there's heightening screening procedures for domestic passengers' devices, including tablets and e-readers. But again, it's usually swabbing them. So we'll watch this and see where it goes. Remember, you can say no. And TSA is, I don't know if they're considered law enforcement. They're transportation security, but I don't know if they have law enforcement powers. I don't think so. They usually, when there's an issue, they call law enforcement. I've seen people go through x-ray machines that have had or forgot to take their handgun out, you know, crazy things like that. I forgot to put it in checked luggage. And that causes quite the stir, but, I don't think they have that power. It's a whole different ball game though, when you're coming in from international, just, you know, you're in a no man's land from the time you get off the airport to you're in screening and out. All right, FCC must defend net neutrality repeal in court against dozens of litigants. 12 lawsuits filed against the FCC over its net neutrality repeal have been consolidated into one suit that will be heard at Federal Appeals Court in California. 12 lawsuits were filed by more than three dozen entities. So here's the 12. Mozilla, Vimeo, Public Knowledge, Open Technology Institute, New York Attorney General, along with Democrat attorneys from 21 other states in the District of Columbia, National Hispanic Media Coalition, Benton Foundation, Free Press, Coalition for the Internet Openness, representing tech companies Automatic, Automatic is a company behind WordPress, Foursquare, Labs, Etsy, Expa, Kickstarter, and Shutterstock. Etsy also filed by itself, the California Public Utilities Commission and County of Santa Clara. And there could be more. So your taxpayer dollars are going to be going to work paying for the governmental lawyers to, isn't it just make you feel wonderful? I have to tell you a little story. So yesterday, my son had to be at a local mall. They were shooting a mock-up of a music video. It's a project that they have to do for their media class. And they found a place in a parking lot in the mall and basically shot this mock or recreated a music video. And so my wife had taken him into town. I hit the gym and then I knew what time he was going to finishing, and I drove in and picked him up. And when I got there, my wife was meeting her girlfriend and they were going to go off and do something, but she had told me she was going to some meeting. And I'm just like, okay. She says, it's an investment meeting. I said, don't take any money. Don't take any money. I said, she says, you want to, I said, just fill me in when you get home. And this is something she's been doing lately, is looking at different investment opportunities. And, most of the stuff I get very leery about. So she gets home late. I was already in bed, and she comes in and she says, honey, what do you know about Bitcoin? And I'm like, oh no. And I wake up and I'm kind of flip around. So I know a little bit about Bitcoin. Why? She goes, do you know about Bitcoin mining? And I'm like, yes, I know a little bit about Bitcoin mining. I got a friend in Dallas who does that and sells Bitcoin machines. She goes, well, this investment thing I went to last night was about investing in a Bitcoin mining operation in Ireland. And I'm like, Ireland? Really? Because last time I checked, most of the Bitcoin mining big operations was happening in Iceland and Norway, I think Iceland was the big one. And I said, okay. And giving in, so many, she's got some materials. And what this company is doing is they're seeking investment. You, and she says, the guy said that these Bitcoin machines, they could break in a year. And, you know, so they're doing this full sales job, right? And I'm like, honey, if a Bitcoin machine breaks, I said, you replace the motherboard or you replace the video processor. I said, it's just not like a car. They just don't break. I said, or if they do, it's like a car and they do break, you can replace parts. And over time, yes, maybe a machine would become obsolete. She says, well, you do this investment and you essentially rent in X number of dollar increments for 1,000 days. So I'm thinking, okay. So the example was $3,500 investment and you get X number of machines. I think it was 500 per machine. So you get 7 machines and they're yours to collect the Bitcoin that they create for 1,000 days. And I said to her, I said, if you want to do some Bitcoin mining, I said, we can buy some machines. And the power's relatively cheap in Michigan. I said, we can send them home and get them connected up and we can Bitcoin mine ourselves. And I can just about guarantee the machines will last more than 1,000 days. And of course, the meal was, how much does a Bitcoin mining machine cost? And I talked about what the base cost of a machine, if you build it on your own or you buy one that's already preset up with all the software, you know, what it would run. And I don't have the numbers on what those produce or what the payback time is, but I said, what did they tell you the investment return was? Because this is usually the scam, right? On these Bitcoin, on these investment deals, they get people in and they say, well, you're going to earn about 3 times. Or 3 times the revenue. So if you do $1,000 investment, you're going to get, you're going to make $2,000 to $3,000. And I thought, over 1,000 days, I'm doing the math in my head. And I'm just like, I want to see everything before you even hint of doing anything. And to be honest with you, I'd rather just build my own machines and ship them home and to my mom and have her plug him in and get him connected to the internet and do that thing versus, you know, going into some investment and they're taking a little bit off the top for overhead and power. They're making money on this. So they're getting, it's just very, it smelt bad. I'm sure it's not that big of a deal. Have you even been approached to invest in a Bitcoin mining thing? If you have, I'd love to hear. But yes, and I think my wife was kind of surprised that I knew a little bit about Bitcoin mining. But anyway, John Oliver, he can't decide if cryptocurrency is a good thing or not. The host of the HBO show Last Week Tonight says, this is where your lack of knowledge, money, and computers collide. He says, I'm a natural suspicious sort. Well, here's what it is. Cryptocurrency, it's just like any other trading commodity. You know, you can buy low and sell high, or you can buy low and it can go lower and you can lose your shirt. Matter of fact, Coinbase just sent me an email basically talking about my reporting requirements to the IRS. I said, thank you for sending me that reporting to me. A little late. It's a little late in the tax season to be sending that over. But so anyway, the cryptocurrency thing is still chit-chatting. The key was to be in it early. good article on Wired on how to make a clean break from social media accounts like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. So they've got some instructions there on what you can do to bust out of there and leave. Link will be up in the show notes on that. And also the Amazon CEO and Blue Origin founder, Jeff Bezos, is trying to figure out how to make it cheaper to go to space. But there's this little dig in this thing. And, okay, this guy made a speech about trying to make space travel cheaper at this Explorers Club annual dinner. But CNET throws this thing in there that I can only say is to cause a stir. Let me read this to you and tell me why is this. We need to start dissecting. All of us need to start dissecting media that's being fed to us. And when I read this first paragraph, I was triggered. My BS alert went off. The Amazon CEO and Blue Origin founder spoke Saturday at the Explorers Club annual dinner, where he discussed space and tasted a roasted iguana, according to Bloomberg. So why did they have to throw in there that he tasted a roasted iguana? First of all, that to me sounds gross. Anybody ever tasted iguana? But was that to get people pissed off that this guy's eating a roasted iguana? Oh, this guy's rich. He's eating all kinds of weird stuff. He's a whack job. And was it used to discredit him? Oh, he was photographed tasting a roasted iguana appetizer. Yeah, that doesn't even have to be in there. The guy's taking $1 billion of his own money. He's selling stock every year, $1 billion a year, and investing that into Blue Origin. But all they focus on was eating iguana. That's the kind of stuff that's triggering me these days. These reporters putting, in my opinion, cheap shots in. Okay, so just to give you guys, there's an article here that I found over, that Kirk found over at lifehackers.com talking about how much exercise do you really need? And I've been having challenges. I actually went up a couple pounds and I'm trying to be good, trying to work out. And it's frustrating. It really is. And my wife said, "You gained some weight." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm up a couple of pounds." So she actually noticed a couple of pounds. And so I'm reshuffling things and trying to do, some different strategies here, because what I'm doing is not working right now. And I still, here's a kicker. I don't want to have to suffer. I don't want to have to go on like 30 days of just eating chicken or something, right? I don't want to do that. And because I know I won't, I know I'll fail if I try to do something like that. So anyway, I'm looking for some options, but I'm not doing a diet. I'm just going to continue to work out and try to push the plate away, which that's probably the issue I haven't been super successful with. But I want all of us part of this Ohana here to get healthy. I'm seeing too many people die in their 50s. You know, I just had some classmates that weren't direct classmates, but were in the same school I was in, you know, dead. You know, early in the late 40s, early 50s. I guess I'm seeing it more because it's my age group and people that I know and associate with. And, you know, at 20, you never hear anybody dying, right? Unless they get hit by a car or do something stupid. Now it's just people like walking out of their house and tipping over. So let's get healthy together there, Ohana, okay? And I'll put this link up in the show notes, and this is how much exercise do we really, really need? If you get charging problems with your phone, every once in a while we all have a phone we've had plugged in and it doesn't charge right. Some good tips if you're running into that. Link will be up in the show notes on that. Also, article in Geek News Central talking about Reuters launching a Reuters eSport Wire. So if you're a sports fan, this is now available via Reuters new agency customers. And they're basically trying to pull in global coverage of competitive gaming industry, player acquisition, sponsorship deals, and coverage. Some of the esports tournaments and leagues that Reuters Esports Wire will cover will be Overwatch, Call of Duty, League of Legends. Yeah, games. Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, and so I guess we'll see where this media ends up. I don't know if you as a consumer can get access to it or not, but it's eSports by Reuters. The U.S. Navy is under fire in a serious software piracy lawsuit. German software company Bitmanagement asking for the U.S. Court of Appeals to issue a partial summary judgment against the U.S. government. And it's for like, the Navy allegedly bought 100 copies of this software called Bitmanagement. No, 38 licenses. It ended up on 429,000 computers. And this company wants $600 million in damages. And your taxpayer dollars may end up causing a check to be written on this. But this lawsuit's been going on a while, 2011, 2012. So we'll see where this ends up. Hey, Apple Watch wristband sensors claim to detect potassium in your blood without a needle. Alive COR cardia band, a sensor compatible with the Apple Watch, can detect dangerous levels of potassium in blood with 94% accuracy. Though the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not yet provided the cardia band for this purpose, it's an interesting step forward considering it right now the condition is usually caught using invasive blood tests that use needles. Now, I'm not familiar with what happens when you have potassium in your blood. I guess it's not good. Too much potassium interferes with the electrical activity of cells, including heart cells. Ooh, that means it's dangerous to the heart, but it also means high potassium level change the electrical reading of the heart, which means that a certain EKG pattern can reveal the presence of too much potassium. So this is what this cardia band does, is it does an EKG on someone. And it detects hyperkalemia. And it can be caused by diabetes, dehydration, chronic kidney disease, and it can lead to kidney and heart failure. So, but it can find this out via an EKG. Very, very cool. It's exciting, folks. This stuff we're wearing on our wrist, it's not going to be long. You're going to get this alert flashing. Go to the emergency room now. You are going to die. I signed up for a voluntary study that links the stuff that goes on my Apple Watch to a cardiovascular study being done by a university. It's pretty slick and it gives you information, and, you know, they share information with you. So, you know, I've been able, because of all my exercise, to bring my resting heart rate down. I'm going to tell you straight up, I was high when I started this journey a year plus ago. Way too high. And now, as I'm looking at it on a regular basis, I'm in the low 70s at this point. Before, it was like in the 90s as a resting heart rate. And I'm going to tell you, you need to look at that and see where your resting heart rate is. It's in having worked out and exercising, I'm bringing it down. And that's a good thing. Blood pressure down too, that's even better. All right, Apple Music hits 38 million subscribers, up 2 million in a month. At South by Southwest, Apple exec Eddie Q says the world has 2 billion music subscribers up for grabs. Apple Music and Spotify account for only 100 million. So they're up again, up 2 million in just a month. Huge. Spotify has 71 million paying customers. 159 people use the service at least once a month. Where's Pandora at? I don't know, but people love their music. Hey, Verizon's agreed to fix failing broadband networks, a cell investigation. This is awesome. Verizon will fix New York's copper lines and potentially upgrade more than 30,000 homes. People, the Bells and anyone that's in control of local telephone service, they hate copper. They want copper to disappear. They all want you to be on cell phones and disconnect your landline fine so they don't have to support that infrastructure anymore. But the settlement will require Verizon to repair 54 central offices across the state, replace bad cable, defective equipment, faulty backup batteries, and take down 64,000 double telephone poles. The Communication Workers of America Union said last week the agreement also includes increased broadband build out to major apartment buildings in New York City and more than 30,000 homes across the state. Verizon reached the proposed settlement with the union staff at the New York State Department of Public Services and Public Utility Law Project of New York. The four-party settlement is still subject to approval by the State Public Service Commission. So more fiber as well. The settlement calls for fiber deployment in an additional 24,000 to 32,500 businesses, including the upgrade of some of the worst residential structures in New York City that have just horrible infrastructure. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. Hold their feet to the fire. They should have been doing this to begin. You can now make your Amazon device or that Amazon lady's name to call from a tablet. And Amazon enabled its home device to make calls and send messages last year. The feature was initially available only on the company's own Echo brand devices, but not anymore. Amazon has revealed that users will now be able to use your Amazon app to make video voice calls and send messages from tablets, not just Amazon Fire branded tablets, but any and all compatible Android tablets and iPads. I have to try that. Very, very cool. Coincheck is going to start repaying customers affected by the $530 million hack today. Coincheck was a cryptocurrency exchange in Japan, which was hacked earlier this year. And they had $530 million stolen, and they're going to start paying it back. I don't know how, but that's a big number. If you don't have YouTube TV already, it's not in your area. YouTube TV prices are going to hit $40. They're moving the price up. So just be aware of this. You can lock in $35 if you move fast, but some of you are going to listen to the show too late and it's already going to be $40, or sadly, maybe not even in your area. Elon Musk is saying that SpaceX is going to try to conduct test flights of its Mars ship next year. We kind of heard this news already, but he says he thinks they're going to be able to do short flights, up and down flights, sometime in the first half of next year. And he made those comments during a talk at South by Southwest. However, he was quick to acknowledge that sometimes his timelines are a little, you know, hinting that missing the ambitious deadline is well within the realm of possibility. So Elon also talked about setting up a city on Mars, and he's of the view that a colony on Mars would reduce the chance of an extended new dark ages on Earth if all life is wiped out by a major nuclear conflict. He says, while I'm all for exploring interplanetary space travel, here's to hoping it does not. I think we need to go outbound. A little early for us, but we need another rock to live on. All right, Apple Maps now include bike sharing location in 179 cities. Let me ask you guys a question. If there was a secret project being worked on, that all of a sudden was sprung on the public, that said we need 100,000 volunteers to do an interplanetary trip between here and someplace way out there, would you volunteer to go? Now, granted, they're going to have to put you on ice. They get that figured out, which they obviously haven't. But would all of a sudden you raise your hand and say, I'd go? I sign me up. I don't know if the rest of my family would go, though. A stock trader's got 2 years in prison for pumping up Fitbit. And he basically was running upon a pump and dump operation involving wearables vendor Fitbit. And he got federal prison time after pleading guilty to one count of securities fraud. And he could have gotten 20 years. Wow. He admitted to running a scheme to artificially inflate the value of Fitbit stock by filing a fake report with the SEC that said Fitbit was considering acquisition offer from a Chinese investment firm called ABM Capital. He went so far to set up an account with the SEC's Edgar Document Filing Service, claiming to be an officer with ABM. Whoa. From there, he filed a document claiming ABM was offering $12.50 per share for Fitbit, which was at the time rating at $8.55. And the stock jumped to $9.27. And he was able to sell his shares for a tidy profit, but he got caught. Now, he's going to jail. How much do you think he made on this little pump and dump scheme? You're gonna laugh. Did he make $3 million? No. Did he make $300,000? No. Did he make $30,000? No, he made $3,914.08. And that just cost him 2 years in federal prison and having a federal record. That is what you call an idiot. Firefox may get an in-page pop-up blocker. Awesome. I hate those pop-up blockers that say, sign up for my email system. If you have one of those on your website, I leave your website as soon as I get that pop up. Those things suck. Texas City drops its bus service in favor of ride-sharing vans. Ride-sharing companies often dream of changing the face of public transportation. Well, they've done that in Arlington, Texas. Arlington is replacing its bus service with VIA's ride-sharing platform. You pay $3 per trip, $10 for a weekly pass. It's subsidized by the Federal Transportation Administration and the City of Arlington. The van operates from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturdays. Their bus system itself before sucked. They had they were actually paying for charter buses to do city bus service. So now you can ride in style. You don't have to ride the bus. I think that's awesome. Uber Eats goes live in 100 new cities. I don't know if they have Uber Eats here in Hawaii. I have to check that out. Haven't loaded that app. Any of you using that? What's your experience with that? Lyft says its revenue is growing nearly 3 times faster than Uber's. Wow. So I think Lyft is making some serious inroads. If you're into a little bit of a science project, you can hunt for alien planets in the Kepler data using new released Google code. Again, you can use your hand at advanced exoplanet hunting. In December, a pair of researchers announced they discovered 2 alien planets in the archival data by NASA's prolific Kepler Space Telescope using Google machine learning techniques based on the network of neurons in the human brain. Wow, okay. So if you want to dig deep in this and nerd out, you can go searching for exoplanets. Motorola is reassuring customers that its Moto Z lineup is safe. So if you're a fan of that particular model of phone, don't worry. It's not going anywhere. They're going to be supporting it and bringing out new versions. Okay. Also, Google Contacts has something new. You can send money via Google Pay Send. You guys know about this? Google Pay Send isn't really a sexy or the catchiest name for a product. After all, it's Google's answer to Apple's relatively new direct peer-to-peer payment option in Apple Pay. But while Google Pay Send does already let you send or even request money directly from the Android message app, Google is taking it a half step further by letting you do all that from within the Google Contacts app as well. So look out for that. Microsoft helped got a computer recycler sentenced to 15 months in prison for offering unapproved recovery disk. So this guy was involved in the collection of computers and recycling them and tried to repurpose them. And he was working with different groups and he was basically saying, these are perfectly good machines. We can recover the operating systems on them and let people use them. And he was making recovery disk to allow that to happen. And Microsoft went high and right. Ultimately, he was convicted because to face up to 36 months for copyright infringement, even though not a single disc was sold. There has been a little bit of sanity in this case in that he's got a judge that has looked at this and basically not handed down as heavy of a penalty. And he's appealing this to the 11th District Court, I guess, and they've already agreed to hear the case. So maybe this guy will stay out of jail. Time will tell. Of course, the Samsung Galaxy S9 is out, and boy, oh boy, it looks pretty sexy. No notch like the Apple 10 device. And we'll see how this thing sells, but it's not much of a stretch from the S8. But still, pretty high reviews so far on the Galaxy S9. Now, if you're flying your drone in an area where you're not supposed to, and it crashes and it causes a fire, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. A drone owner has been charged with starting a fire that destroyed 300 acres of a grassland in Arizona's Coconino National Forest. You can fly in specific areas at national forests, but there are specific areas you're not allowed. Drones must be flown in wilderness areas. It must not be flown in wilderness areas, nor over areas where wildfires are active. So He caused the fire, though. And probably $30,000 he's looking at. Also, if you're a big fan of the MacBook Air, it's finally getting the pro features you've wanted for years. So sources familiar said that the new entry MacBook will be launched at the end of the second quarter. The entry-level MacBook can only be because of an error, because the same report says the device is getting a 13.3-inch SI panel. The screen will have 2560 by 1600 resolution of a 13-inch MacBook Pro. And the report notes that the LG display will begin supplying the panel in April. No other specs, but they think they're going to get a lot of pro-like features in the MacBook Air update. So exciting on that front for those of you who are fans of that. Facebook is finalizing license deal with Warner Music. So if you ever come across a YouTube video that had its sound muted, well, these videos, it's usually because those videos have songs or snippets of video that aren't licensed or copyrighted. So today, the announcement by Warner Music Group by this deal with Facebook means that users who upload their own videos that contain music from Warner's artists won't get flagged. The deal with Warner also marks Facebook's successful signing with all major labels, where previously Facebook entered deals with Sony and Universal. That is not the case over at YouTube. All right, final couple articles here tonight. Dropbox, man, if you can get on this IPO, this sounds like to me an exciting one. It's going to be the biggest tech IPO of this year so far. So they're trying to raise $648 million in its IPO. Big money coming into that company. Also, I want to reemphasize, MoviePass CEO is addressing privacy concerns, says app has never monitored users' locations, and that he had misspoke in a recent industry conference that got everyone high and right. This one I'll leave. I shouldn't talk about this one. It's bust makes the show go from PG to R. So I'm going to skip that article. A couple of savings here for you. You can't afford some of the automated floor cleaners out there. The popular Eufy, EUFY RoboVac 11 is down to $179 at Amazon. So if you're looking for a Roomba type of device, but one by another company, much cheaper, $180, available on Amazon. Also, I don't normally recommend these types of software applications because sometimes they do more harm than good. But this application called IoBit, it's IoBit Installer Pro. It's got good reviews by CNET. Helps you Windows users clean up your desktops, clean up your registry and all that stuff that usually makes the machine slow down. But it's got a pretty good rating and a pretty good review. Make sure if you get this, that you get it from a authorized download location. That's where people get in trouble in downloading some of these apps. Also, you want to find the best TV antenna for free HD channels. You can go online and find out what your local channels are and where they come from, the distance. And then you can pick the right kind of antenna with size and range, indoor versus outdoors, directional versus multi-directional, amplified, and so forth. It'll give you some good ideas. It's called AntennaWeb. AntennaWeb.org is the place to go with all this information. So definitely check that out if you're getting ready to cut the cord and want to get the local channels. All right, that brings me down to the end of the content tonight. I don't think we had any incoming commentary even after my spiel on the last show. That's okay, but let me double check here. Too many email accounts opened. There we go. Let me bring that up. Yeah, I think that's it. So we're gonna wrap up here, folks. Everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for allowing me to do the podcast for you today. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Definitely consider becoming an insider at geeknesscentral.com/insider. Of course, cash, send your cash is always important as well at geeknesscentral.com/insider. You can get on the reoccurring plan, or you can send a one-time donation. Definitely appreciate it. One more credit card bill came. And I thought the pain was over. I think I had paid for all the vacation stuff. And then one more came, like, oh. And it wasn't too bad, but it was just into four digits. I'm like, it was just a little over $1,000. It was for some theme park tickets. I'm like, please stop. So I think I'm close, but had to transfer some money from savings to checkings to to pay the bill. But yes, that's what we do when we want to make sure we have a credit card zero. And that's what I do. I have a credit card zero policy here. No balance on credit cards are allowed. All right, folks, live, and then we try to live within our means, which is hard these days. All right. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. And keep me informed. Give me feedback. Tell me what you're thinking. Let me know what you think about the show, how we've been doing lately. Drop me an email here, geeknews@gmail.com. We'll see you on Thursday. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.